我们奉主的名的时候，主听我们的祷告。
The Lord listened to us when we pray in His name.
啊，当我们在他名里面的时候，我们可以得胜。
In His name, we can also conquer.
啊，马太福音十八章也告诉我们，我们在他名里面聚集的时候，神就一定与我们同在。
Matthew 18 also tells us when we gather in His name, He will be with us.
只要有两三个人奉主的名聚集，主就在我们的中间。
When two or three gather in His name, He will be among us.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们的信心真够到这个境界的话
，Our faith can really reach it.
我相信我们的聚会会不一样的。
Then our meeting will be different.
我们在这里像摩西一样，如同看见那不能够看见的神。
We'll be like Moses to see the invisible God.
主在我们的中间。
He is among us.
啊，我们今天早晨要跟弟兄姊妹交通到祷告。
Today we will share with you about prayers.
啊，这个祷告不光只是一件事情，或是教会中的一个程序而已。
Prayer is not just a procedure at church.
祷告是我们的生命。
It is our life.
祷告是我们的生活。
It is our living.
所以有人说读圣经像吃饭一样。
So some people say, reading the scripture is just like having a meal.
那祷告像什么？
And what about prayers?
祷告像呼吸一样啊。
It's like breathing.
啊，所以我们几分钟不呼吸就完蛋了，不要几分钟了。
It will be over for us if we stop breathing for a few minutes.
啊，所以认识神、认识祷告的人都知道祷告的重要性。
So anyone who knows about prayer knows the importance of prayer.
啊，重要到一个地步，比喻作我们的呼吸一样。
It is so important, just like our breath.
所以一个基督徒当他重生得救的那一刻开始。
So, for a Christian, starting from the moment that he was born again.
他就该祷告，也就会祷告。
He should and will be able to pray.
啊，就看一个孩子生下来他就开始呼吸一样。
Just like a newborn babe can start breathing right away.
啊，弟兄姊妹，一个最年长、最老练、最成熟的基督徒，他还在学祷告。
Even the most elderly of Christians will still be learning about prayer.
就跟一个人再年长，他需要呼吸一样。
Just like a senior citizen will still breathe.
但是弟兄姊妹，祷告我们都知道它的重要。
We all know the importance of prayer.
但是我们却发现，我们最忽略的就是祷告。
But yet, the thing that we neglect the most is still prayer.
许多时候我们软弱。
Oftentimes we're weak.
我们不容易胜过试探。
And we can overcome temptation.
我们这个人很容易受环境的搅扰。
And we're easily disturbed.
一点点的环境或困难就把我们打倒了。
Any setback or difficulty will overcome us.
或是教会不能够复兴，不能够在主的面前往前去。
And the church cannot be revived, cannot move forward.
弟兄姊妹，我们讲不完的，都跟祷告发生关系。
But countless things that are related to prayer.
祷告说到我们跟神之间通了。
When we prayer is the communication between us and God.
就是地跟天连接起来。
The connection between heaven and earth.
所以这是仇敌最怕的一件事情。
And that is the thing that fear the enemy the most.
啊，他可以让我们去读经。
The enemy will let us to go and read the scripture.
他可以让我们去聚会。
And he will let us go to church.
他可以让我们去做一些基督徒该有的一些行为和做法。
And he will also let us do anything spiritual.
但他最怕我们祷告。
But he fears the most is our prayers.
因为什么时候祷告？
Anytime we pray.
就好比这个电插到电源上一样。
It's like we plug in the power cord.
这些电器就开始发生功用。
Then all these electric appliances will start working.
如果没有插上的话。
Without the electricity.
我们吸尘吸个十次没有成果的。
It doesn't matter how long you vacuum, there's no effect.
但是当我们一插上去的时候。
But once we plug in the power cord.
弟兄姊妹，你就算只来回走了两次。
So even if you just vacuum one or twice,
电又断掉了。
Or then the maybe the electricity is out.
但是至少你走过的地方地都干净。
But anywhere that you vacuum, it will be clean.
换句话说，什么时候我们借着祷告跟天相连的时候
？In other words, anytime that we are connected with heaven through prayer.
天上的力量就临到地上。
Then the heavenly power will be reached earth.
神的旨意就在地上成就。
And God's will be performed and accomplished.
而一个基督徒该有的生命的表现就出来了。
And a Christian's life will be manifested.
但是什么时候这个东西切断了？
But anytime the connection is disconnected.
吸尘器还是吸尘器啊？
The vacuum can still go.
冰箱还是冰箱？
The refrigerator is still there.
但是它失去了它的功用。
But then they don't work anymore.
它不能够发挥它该有的功用。
And then they don't function.
我们连多久，它就发挥多久。
They function as long as they're connected.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，所以我们要知道祷告太重要了。
So we have to know prayer is so important.
仇敌弄这个祷告，把人弄到一个地步，人都不随便祷告了。
Satan has fooled people to such a point that we don't pray anymore.
人甚至不喜欢祷告。
And we don't like to pray anymore.
所以以前有一个人，他就问他们的牧师，他说吃宵夜要不要祷告啊？
Once a person went to ask the pastor, should we pray when we take the midnight snack?
那个牧师跟他说，两块钱以内的不用祷告，两块钱以上的要祷告。
And the pastor says, anything over $2 you have to pray, under $2 you don't.
这是我十几年前听到的。
I heard this about more than 10 years ago.
我几年前到东岸去，他们说现在变五块钱了，物价上涨。
Few years ago, I went to the East Coast. They say, oh, because of inflation, now they raise the price to $5.
我上次还说还有人去买了一袋米来的时候就一次祷告完，因为不想每次谢饭祷告。
I also heard that somebody bought a sack of rice and then they just pray for the whole rice.
那还有一个牧师到一个教会去聚完会的时候，他说请弟兄姊妹祷告。
And there was one time a pastor went to a church and they asked the brothers and sisters to pray.
没有一个人祷告。
And no one did.
他后来就只好请代师的那个主席，他说请你祷告。
So he had to point someone on the song leader, and he asked the song leader to pray.
那个主席说不可以不可以，今天不是安排到我，我没有预备。
But then the song leader says, oh no, you can't do that. Today is not my turn. I'm not prepared.
弟兄姊妹，你们听起来都是笑话，这都是真的事情。
You think this is very funny, right? But they're all real.
弟兄姊妹，今天神儿女们最宝贝的权柄就被仇敌给夺去了。
Today the enemy has snatched away the most precious privilege of a Christian.
我们可以懂很多圣经知识。
We might have many Bible knowledge.
我们可以有许多的恩赐。
Or we might have gifts.
我们可以有很多的才干。
Capabilities.
我们可以很多人称赞我们。
We receive compliments.
但是仇敌最怕的就是我们跟神联合。
But the thing that the enemy fears the most is our connection with God.
而这个联合借着祷告来的。
And that connection is through prayer.
所以什么叫做祷告，弟兄姊妹？
So what is prayer, brothers?
我在这边立了一个简单的定义啊，祷告叫做人和神在圣灵里面相遇和交通。
Here I have a simple definition. Prayer is the meeting of and a fellowship of God and man in the Holy Spirit.
所以祷告虽然是好像由一些话组成的。
So even though the prayer sounds like they're composed by words.
但是祷告远超过这个。
But the prayers go beyond words.
祷告乃是人跟神在圣灵里面相遇啊，弟兄姊妹。
It's the meeting of man and God in the Holy Spirit.
还是人和神在圣灵里面相交交通。
And it's the communion and the fellowship between God and man in the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，这是一件太伟大的事情。
It's such a great thing.
今天如果一个总统打电话找你的话，你会不会接这个电话？
Today, if the president call you, would you answer the phone?
在韩国有一个牧师赵永基牧师啊。
In Korea, there's a pastor on Pastor Yang Ki-cho.
当他每一次进到房间里面、内室里面跟神祷告的时候
，Every time he went into his cabinet, his room and pray.
他跟他的秘书说，任何的电话他都不接。
He would tell his secretary not to answer any phone.
所以有一次韩国总统打电话给他。
Once the president of Korea called him.
因为他跟韩国总统有时候打高尔夫球，他们是朋友。
Because they often play golf together.
他的秘书跟他说，我们的牧师现在正在跟神交通，他拒接电话。
But the secretary told the president, our pastor is having fellowship with God. He refused to answer any phone call.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个认识神的人。
And this is a person of God.
知道祷告是在跟谁交通。
He knows whom he's talking to when he prays.
祷告不是一个愿望的发表而已。
It's not just an expression of wish.
祷告不是一个情绪的发泄而已。
And it's not expression of emotion.
祷告是有对象。
You have an objective.
而这个对象居然是这位宇宙的神啊。
The object of our prayer is the God of universe.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们讲到祷告的时候，我们里面就应该充满了荣耀的感觉。
So when we talk about prayer, we should be filled with the glory.
刚才的诗歌说，我奉耶稣的名，我跪在宝座面前。
The song says, in his name we kneel before the throne.
弟兄姊妹，祷告太伟大了。
It's so great to pray.
祷告太重要了。
And it's so important too.
祷告太神圣。
Very holy.
祷告太有福了。
And it's very blessed.
弟兄姊妹，每一次的祷告说到我们跟神相逢。
Every time we pray, we meet with God.
所以我们的诗歌552首，祷告之时，甘甜之时。
So the hymn of 552 says, the prayer time, the sweet time.
每次相逢，为我心思。
Every time we meet, then my heart is comforted.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做真的祷告。
And this is a true prayer.
所以每一个真实的祷告，弟兄姊妹。
Every true prayer.
不管是在什么场地、什么时间、什么方式。
Regardless of when, where, and how.
一个真的祷告叫我们里面遇见神。
A real prayer, a true prayer would cause us to.
它会敲动我们里面的心弦。
It would stir us.
它会让我们里面遇见主。
so that we can meet him.
所以宾都伊斯牧说了一句很宝贵的话。
So Sister Penlouis said one time.
他的祷告蒙神答应是一件宝贵的事情。
It is precious that your prayers are answered by God.
我们借着祷告遇见的那位听祷告的神是一件更宝贵的事。
But yet meeting God through prayer is even more precious.
所以我们平常的祷告都是我有需要的时候去跟神要。
Usually when we pray, it's because we have needs and we go and ask.
就跟孩子想吃糖的去跟爸爸妈妈要糖一样。
Like a child would ask his parents for candy.
我们都是用需要 demand basis, 要需要的时候去找神。
So we always go to God because of needs driven.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真知道祷告的意义。
But if we really know the meaning and the significance of prayer.
是的，我的祷告向神要，我得到东西，这是一个福气。
Yes, it is a blessing.Blessing when our prayers are answered.
还是更大的福气是我借着祷告，我遇见了这位圣洁的神。
But yet, it is even a greater blessing if we get to meet the Holy God.
所以这叫做祷告的意义。
And that is the meaning of prayer.
莫安德烈说一个真的祷告是住在我里面的主，祷告坐在宝座上的主。
Brother Andrew Murray says a true prayer is a prayer done by the Lord inside of me to the Lord in the heaven.
我们在圣灵的里面，我们跟神相会。
In the Holy Spirit, we meet God.
我们底下讲到我们为什么要祷告。
Then we will go to why we need to pray.
讲到祷告的重要性到底是什么。
So what is exactly the importance of prayers?
我们既然知道祷告是跟神相会。
Since we know that in prayers we meet with God.
弟兄姊妹，祷告的重要其实就不需要多说了。
So actually that is also why it is important.
我们的神是一个听祷告的神。
Our God is a God of answering prayers.
有光的这个也足够了。
And this is enough for us to go.
我们的神是一个垂听祷告的神。
He's God of prayers.
我们不祷告，神不做事情。
If we don't pray, He doesn't work.
我们祷告，神做事情。
When we pray, He does.
弟兄姊妹，光这个点就够我们去祷告的。
And this is enough for us to go to prayer.
想想看，我们今天有多少的需要。
Just think of all these countless needs we have.
看看今天人类有多少的痛苦、病痛、忧伤、重担。
Look at all these tragedies and sufferings of human beings around us.
诗歌550首说到多少的痛苦无需受，皆因未将各样事情带到主恩座前求。
The hymn 550 says all these sufferings are vain because we did not bring our needs before the throne.
我们的神是一个听祷告的神。
So our God answers prayers.
当我们祷告，他就做事情。
When we pray, he does work.
所以我不祷告，是我自己在做事情。
If we don't pray, then it is I that work.
当我不祷告，是我自己在解决问题。
If I don't pray, it is I that solve the problem.
当我祷告了以后，是神在做事情。
But after I pray, it is God who does.
当我祷告之后，是神负我的责任，神来解决我的问题。
After I pray, it is God who is responsible for my problem.
弟兄姊妹，我们可以知道这个 quality 跟结果的不同。
So we can know the difference in quality.
所以我们凭着自己去做主的工、
so、if we go do God's work,
我们凭着自己去传福音
or by ourselves we preach the gospel,
我们凭着自己去读圣经
by ourselves we go read the scripture,
我们得到的结果就是我们所放进去的 effort 我们放进去的努力
the result will be proportional to the effort we put in.
这叫做一分耕耘一分收获
you reap what you sow.
但是当我们祷告的时候
but when we pray,
我们在主面前摆进去一分
and we put in one effort,
放进了我们的祷告。
Then we add the prayer.
神为我们打开天窗，神为我们成就美事。
The Lord will open the window of heaven, and He will accomplish good things for us.
弟兄姊妹可能会有一个问题啊。
Maybe you might have a question.
那神为什么要叫我们祷告呢
？Why does God want us to pray?
他如果爱我们，为什么他不去直接做事情了呢
？If He loves us, why can't He just go ahead and do it?
主耶稣不是甚至还说过吗？在你们还没有向神祷告以前，主都知道我们需要的是什么。主为什么不做事呢
？Then Jesus also said that before you pray, your heavenly Father already knows your needs.
为什么还需要我们来求他呢
？Then why do we still have to pray？
弟兄姊妹，你们有没有这个问题
？Have you ever thought about it？
没有这个问题呢，我不用讲了。
Or if you never thought about it, then this is end of my message.
神已经知道我们需要什么了，我们不需要祷告，那为什么还要祷告呢
？If heavenly Father already knows what our needs are, then why do we still have to pray?
弟兄姊妹，神不是不知道我们的需要。
He indeed knows our needs.
鉴察人心的神，他知道我们里面的需要是什么。
He who searches our heart knows our needs.
但是神要我们祷告。
But yet God wants us to pray.
第一个
，first，
祷告是一个信心的举动。
It is an act of faith.
我们人都是凭自己的才干在做事情。
We all do things according to our ability.
有很多人跟他传福音，他很清高的，他说。什么事情都是求神，那太没格了啊！应该靠自己。
And some people reject the gospel because they think it is not an act of responsibility if you ask God for everything.
弟兄姊妹，我们不怪他，因为这是世界的教育。
We don't blame them because that's the education of the world.
因为世界的教育就是什么东西都要靠自己。
Because the education of the world teaches everyone to rely on themselves.
也因为世界的教育是这个样子。
And because of the trend of the world.
所以当基督徒在碰到事情的时候。
When Christians encounter difficulties,
他们会能够谦卑地来到神的面前来求告神，对神来说这是一个信心的举动。
So if they can come humbly before God and ask for help, that is an act of faith.
在这里向人证明一件事情，我们在这里信靠神，我们跟神之间那个独特的关系。
And this is to testify our relationship with God and our dependence on God.
那我的孩子出问题，他如果什么事情都要他自己解决的话，我会觉得我这个当爸爸白当的。
If my children have problems and they try to solve all their problems by themselves, then I'll think I as a father is useless.
所以孩子有时候数学问题来问我，我一面问他，一面在那里说，他这么简单还不会做，但一面我也很高兴他来问我。
So when my kids ask me to solve their math problems, on one hand I ask them, how come you don't know how to do it? But on the other hand, I feel honored too.
如果以后他所有的问题都不来问我，都去抄别人的答案的话，我会很难过的。
I would be sad if they don't come to ask me and then copy other people's answers.
弟兄姊妹，我们向神祷告，说到我们信靠他，我们爱他。
When we pray, that means we love him and we depend on him.
我们跟他之间的关系不一样。
And our relationship with him is different.
那第二，
Secondly,
神要我们祷告。
God wants us to pray.
而借着祷告的时候，
through prayer,
神显明我们的动机是什么。
God reveals our true motivation.
可以来校正、调整我们里面的动机。
So that we can be corrected and taught.
因为神说你们不求，你们得不着，因为你们不求。
Because God says, you do not get it because you don't pray.
你们求也得不着，因为你们妄求。
And when you pray and you still don't get it because you pray in wrong.
什么叫做妄求？
What does it mean by praying?
就是一个自私的动机，一个不纯正的动机。
That is motivated by selfish.
什么叫做妄求？
What is a praying in vain?
是超过了该有的需要而求的。
Because you're praying for something beyond your needs.
什么叫做妄求？
What does it mean by praying?
就是不合神旨意的要求。
It's not according to God's will.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们怎么能够认识神的旨意？
So how can we know God's will?
我们怎么能够真的知道我里面的动机是什么？
How can we really know our true motivation?
很多的时候借着祷告的寻求啊。
A lot of times through searching in prayer.
借着在祷告里面的学习。
Through our lessons in prayer.
神光照我们。
The Lord reveals us.
神显明我们。
The Lord enlightens us.
而让我们认识了我们自己，连我们的祷告常常里面都有这么多需要主赦免的。
So that we get to know ourselves that even in our prayers there are many things need to be forgiven.
所以一个认识神的仆人说，他说我们多少的祷告里面都需要宝血来遮盖。
So a godly person once said, a lot of our prayers need to be covered by the blood.
你会觉得祷告已经不错了，祷告还要宝血遮盖，需要的弟兄姊妹。
You would think, well, it's good enough that we pray. How come our prayers still need the blood of Jesus? Yes, it does.
有时候我们祷告里面还咒诅别人呢，对不对？
Sometimes we even curse other people in our prayer.
说啊，那个人真不好，你让他撞个车。
Lord caused him to have an accident.
让他学个乖。
He deserves it.
我们都需要主来赦免我们的。
We all need forgiveness from God.
连有个弟兄说，连我们的眼泪都需要神的宝血。
A brother says even our tears should be washed by the blood.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的动机，我们需要借很多时候借着祷告来认识啊。
A lot of times through prayers, we get to understand our.
而第三个，我们借着祷告。
Thirdly,
让我们遇见了这位听祷告的神。
Through prayer, we get to meet this God.
好，弟兄姊妹，这是非常非常宝贵的祝福。
And this is a precious blessing.
就像我刚才讲的，宾路易师母说的，祷告得答应是福分。
Just like our sister Pan Louis says, it is a blessing to when your prayers are answered.
但是借着祷告遇见的那位听祷告的神是一个更大的祝福。
But yet it is an even greater blessing to meet this God who answers prayer.
那这是人的问题。
But it's a problem of man.
所以神要人祷告。
That's why God wants man.
因为我们如果没有需要，没有困难，我们这个人不太会想到去跟神交通的。
If we never have need, then we probably never think of having fellowship with God.
对不对？
Is that right?
如果你一帆风顺，什么都好，我们很少想到神。
If everything in your life is very successful and smooth, you probably never think about it.
你要什么有什么。
If anything you wish, you get it.
才一打个哈欠，跟神一祷告，感冒就走了。
If you just sneeze and pray, and then your cold will be gone away.
就是如果你说不需要祷告，神 take care everything 的话，弟兄姊妹，我们根本不会想到去亲近神。
if God would take care of everything without our prayers, then we'll probably never think about going close to God.
所以问题不是说在神那面，问题是说在我们这里。
So the problem is not with God, but with us.
因为我们跟神之间的关系常常建立在外面的祝福和厉害的关系上。
Because our relationship with God is often based on, the situation.
所以孩子跟父母之间的关系，如果纯粹只是建立在video game 或是那些这个电影、电视、好吃的东西上，弟兄姊妹，这个父子之间的关系非常的脆弱的。
If the relationship with our children is based on some outward things, then the relationship is very fragile.
而是当他在生病里面的时候，他经历到父母亲的照顾。
But yet, through sickness, he experienced the care of parents.
在他碰到困难的时候，父母亲帮他解决。
And the parents helped him to solve problems.
当他错的时候，父母亲管教纠正他。
When he was wrong, he was corrected by parents.
当他困惑的时候，父母亲可以给他 advice.
When he was confused, parents give him advice.
弟兄姊妹，这个是父母亲跟孩子之间关系的建立。
And these events build up the foundation of the relationship.
好，那另外一件事情，神教我们祷告。
Another thing that God wants us to pray
is
because God has lifted us.
神把这个权柄管理宇宙的权柄交给我们。
He has given us the authority to rule over the rule all.
然后我们借着祷告
through prayer
能够来管理我们的环境。
That we can reign our over our
environment. 借着我们的祷告
through prayer
叫神的对头仇敌受到羞辱。
So that we can put enemy to shame.
我们读一节很重要的圣经，马太福音十八章。
Let's read one scripture, Matthew chapter 18.
我想我记得不错，应该是今天的背诵经文啊，马太福音十八章。
Matthew chapter 18.
我们背诵经文是写十九二十节，但是我们读的时候从十八节读起。
Let's start reading from verse 18.
我实在告诉你们，凡你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你们在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全，因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。弟兄姊妹，十九节二十节我们再读一次，太宝贵了。
Let's read verses 19 and 20 again.
我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全，因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。所以神要我们祷告一个很重要的目的。
One very important purpose for our prayers.
我们分享他的荣耀和权柄。
We partake his glory and authority.
主说我们在地上所捆绑的，他在天上要捆绑。
The Lord says, any whatever you bind on earth.
主说我们在地上所释放的，他在天上也要释放。
Whatever we lose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
弟兄姊妹，今天教会我们太亏欠神给我们的权柄。
Today we really fall short of the authority that God has given.
今天神的儿女们最重要的武器被仇敌给欺骗。
The most important weapon Christian has is being taken away.
所以我们的个人、我们的家庭、我们的教会，好像向着仇敌门是开着。
So that we open door wide for the enemy.
仇敌可以自由地进出来伤害我们。
The enemy can come in and out freely.
他可以为了一句话叫夫妻吵起来。
He can cause quarrel between husband and wife just by.
他可以让 drug 让很多的事情进来伤害我们的孩子。
And he can cause many things to hurt our children.
他可以在教会里面引起许多的分裂和争端。
He can cause many quarrels in the church.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要起来祷告。
We need to rise and pray.
神把权柄给我们。
God has given us this.
今天我们不用，我们白不用。
If we don't use it, we don't use it.
但今天我们用的时候。
But once we use it.
当我们真奉主的名在这里祷告。
Really pray in His name.
圣灵要做奇妙的事情。
The Holy Spirit will do wonderful work.
我们为着自己的灵魂谨守祷告。
Pray.Be watchful and pray for our souls.
为着我们的家要祷告。
Pray for our family.
为着我们的教会要祷告。
Pray for our church.
为着神的国度，我们要来祷告。
For His kingdom.
弟兄姊妹，我们不祷告，神不做事情。
We don't pray, He will not work.
但是我们祷告到哪里，圣灵就做事到哪里。
The Holy Spirit will do whatever we pray for.
因为这是我们信心的举动。
Because that's our act of faith.
这是我们在这里执掌神的权柄。
And we're exercising the authority of God.
所以神为什么不直接做事情？
So why doesn't God work directly?
这是神看重我们。
Because He has lifted us.
他把他的权柄交在我们的手上。
He has honored us and given us the authority.
弟兄姊妹，如果我是神的话，我早把这个权柄拿回来了。
If I were God, I would have taken this authority back long time ago.
交在这帮人手上糟蹋了。
Because they're wasted.
但弟兄姊妹，我们今天在主的面前需要悔改。
So we need to repent before God.
有多少祷告的信息告诉我们，神的儿女们需要为了祷告的事情悔改？
We have so heard so many messages that we need to repent.
我们把我们自己整个暴露在世界的面前。
Because we expose ourselves before the world.
把我们的家暴露在世界的面前。
We expose our family before the world.
看看现在多少人吸毒，多少人犯罪。
There's so many people in sin.
啊，今天神家多少神的儿女们活在软弱的里面。
And so many of God's children living in weakness.
弟兄姊妹，我们要起来祷告。
We need to pray.
不仅仅为着我们自己的需要。
Not only for our own needs.
为着我们周围有这么多人有需要。
And for the needs of many people around us.
为着教会有需要。
For the needs of church.
为着神旨意的通行上有需要。
For the will of God.
弟兄姊妹，也为着我们的仇敌，我们需要起来祷告。
And also for the enemy, we need to pray.
啊，这个马太福音让我们能够在主的面前可以捆绑仇敌。
So that we can bind our enemy before God.
可以释放一切被仇敌所辖制的人。
And we can lose all the captives by the enemy.
雅各书第四章第七节告诉我们，他你们务要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就离开你们逃跑。
James chapter 4 verse 7 says, against enemy and he will flee from you.
这是叫我们借着祷告。
Through prayers.
约翰一书三章八节告诉我们，神的儿子显现出来。
First John chapter 3 verse 8 says, the Son of God appeared
是为了要除灭魔鬼的作为。
In order to destroy the devil's work.
有一个翻译叫做 undo 所有仇敌的工作。
Another translation says undo the work of the devil.
我想我们用过电脑的都知道 undo 的那个 powerful key.
Anyone who has used the computer will know the power of the key undo.
仇敌做了破坏的东西。
Any destruction.
我们一 undo 全部掉。
Done by the enemy when we press undo, it will be undone.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们要起来多按 undo key 啊。
So we need to rise and press the undo key.
常常在主的面前祷告 ，push button， 把所有仇敌的工作 undo 掉。
Pray before God and push the button undo God undo the devil's work.
神的儿子显现出来。
The Son of God appears.
神的儿子怎么能够显现出来
？How could Son of God appear?
弟兄姊妹，我们借着祷告，我们跟天相连。
Through prayer, we are connected with heaven.
借着祷告，我们把宝座的权柄执掌在地上。
Through prayer, we exercise the power of the throne.
这叫做祷告。
And that is prayer.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们都需要起来祷告。
We all need to pray.
当约书亚带领百姓跟亚玛力人征战的时候
，When Joshua led Israelites to fight with the Ammonites.
摩西站在山上祷告。
Moses was standing on the mountain.
圣经上告诉我们说，摩西几次把手举起来。
The Bible tells us whenever Moses lifted his hand,
约书亚在地下就得胜。
And Joshua would have victory.
摩西累了，几次把手垂下来。
Whenever Moses was tired, and then his hand drooped.
约书亚在地下就失败。
And Joshua would be defeated.
所以亚伦跟户珥看见这件事情，两个人在左边，一个人扶他一个手。
So two people came to lift his two arms.
弟兄姊妹，这是不是讲累的时候？
This is not a time to be tired.
仇敌在跟我们做最严肃的征战。
Because the enemy is engaging the fierce fight with us.
我们停五分钟，我们就受五分钟的亏损。
If we stop for 5 minutes, we'll be defeated for 5 minutes.
摩西尽了他一切的力量把手举抬，他最后还是会累。
Moses tried all his might to lift his hands, yet he was still weary.
所以亚伦户珥一边一个把他手举起来。
So two people came and lifted his two arms.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要起来祷告。
We need to rise and pray.
为着自己的家。
For our own family.
为着我们自己的灵魂。
For our soul.
为着教会。
For church.
为着神的旨意。
For his will.
圣经上讲的祷告的方法很多。
There are many ways to pray.
我今天没有时间多讲。
Today I can't go over all of them.
我今天早上去拿我这个从前有一次一年前跟弟兄姊妹交通祷告的。这个纲要起来看。
Today I went back to the notes that I want to share with you a series of messages.
我眼角飘到右上角，我写的日期，我讲那个道的日期。
And you know the date of the message.
因为我那次讲的连一口气连续讲了六篇关于祷告的。
Because that time I had a series of 6 messages in.
我以为是不久之前才讲的，弟兄姊妹知不知道我上次讲那次讲六篇祷告是什么时候
？Do you remember when I had that series of messages?
有没有人记得
？Anyone remembers?
黄梅帮我打 program 试的，记不记得
？Wendy，
弟兄姊妹，我一看那是4年前，95年4月份讲的。
was 4 years ago.
我简直不敢相信，我就翻到我第二章看看是不是还是九五年，第二章还是写九五年。
I couldn't believe my eyes, so I looked at the second message. It was in 1995.
转眼之间，我上次讲那六篇祷告，弟兄姊妹已经是四年前。
4 years ago, it's been 4 years.
我都觉得那些信息在我里面它还是那么新鲜，我还是几乎快可以背出来一样。
I thought the messages were still very fresh in my mind. I could almost just recite them.
我们讲到祈求的祷告。
We talk about the intercession.
我们讲到交通的祷告。
And the prayers of communication.
讲到代祷。
Prayers of intercession.
讲到教会的祷告。
And prayers of church.
好，弟兄姊妹，我那时候一连串讲了六个题目，转眼之间四年过去了。
A series of messages.And now it's been 4 years.
我们在主的面前真是要警醒啊，弟兄姊妹。
We really need to be watchful, brothers and sisters.
上次讲完，很多弟兄姊妹操练祷告。
And after last messages, many people practice prayers.
例如说，我在讲代祷的时候，我请弟兄